from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, July 7th. Coming up, the second and final part of our series on mental health services for children. Today, SignFX Public Media looks at the shortage of providers. We'll have that story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois saw zero COVID deaths on Monday. The first time in 16 months, the state's health department reported no deaths due to the virus. But the so-called Delta variant is spreading, and southwestern Illinois is already seeing its effects. Hannah Meisel has more.
New COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in Illinois have slowed significantly in the last month, leading to zero deaths reported Monday. But to Illinois' west, Missouri leads the nation in new cases per capita, driven by the more contagious Delta variant. And Illinois' three EMS regions that border Missouri have seen a sharp uptick in its COVID cases, too. The Metro East is experiencing its highest test positivity rate since early February. Governor J.B. Pritzker is urging unvaccinated Illinoisans to get their COVID shots.
The Delta variant gets people sicker faster, and that's very disconcerting. But if you're vaccinated, you're very well protected.
Nearly 70% of Illinoisans 12 and over who are eligible for the vaccine have had at least one dose. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a new law expanding Medicaid services in Illinois. New services and programs include help for those who want to quit smoking and new coverage for medications needed after kidney transplants, regardless of a patient's immigration status. Illinois House Majority Leader Greg Harris, a Chicago Democrat, says the COVID pandemic revealed disparities in access to health care that state leaders are working to address.
So this is just part of an effort to re-envision health care, to tear down barriers, to make access easier, to make healthcare more affordable and more comprehensive for everyone in the state of Illinois.
Mental health resources will be expanded under the new law, including new community-based behavioral health clinics and the ability for Medicaid to cover marriage and family therapists. Critics of the expansion say Illinois doesn't have the resources to keep funding these new programs and claim the law puts unfunded mandates on healthcare providers. More than 10,000 residents of long-term care facilities in Illinois have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. As Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Farrah Anderson reports, only one facility in Champaign-Urbana is mandating their staff get vaccinated.
Clark Lindsay is a nursing home and long-term care facility in Urbana. Krista Borbely, Vice President of Human Resources, says the vaccine mandate is meant to protect residents. Borbely says they expect some staff who don't want to get vaccinated will leave.
We will have some employees who decide that they don't want to comply with our belief that everyone should be vaccinated. At the end of the day, you know, if they have decided that they don't intend to comply, then I believe everybody understands that they won't be able to be employed here.
Borbely says all staff must be vaccinated or have been given a vaccine exemption for medical or religious reasons by August 1st. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois Department of Public Health officials report that in Champaign County, six doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered on Monday. Nearly 100,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in Champaign County. That's more than 54% of the county's vaccine-eligible population and 47% of the county's total population. County officials reported two new cases of COVID-19 over the past couple of days. The current number of active cases has fallen to 44. Four county residents remain hospitalized with the virus. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the shortage of mental health service providers for children. The second part of our series from SignFX Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Yesterday, we told you how hard it is to get help for a child with mental illness. Today, we look deeper into the barriers, including a shortage of psychiatrists and other providers, and how the pandemic is making things worse. SignFX Public Media's Carter Barrett reports.
When I was an undergrad in a lab, the grad students crocheted that for me. our mentor.
Gabriela Rodriguez is a psychologist at an Indianapolis Children's Hospital. She shows me around her office and points out keepsakes, like a crocheted sign that says drastically different and thank you notes.
So some of these are from patients, some of them are from students and things like that. So those are all really nice.
And just in your experience, is there enough mental health professionals for children to meet demand?
No, absolutely not. We have long wait lists. Everyone has a long wait list right now.
Rodriguez says during the pandemic, more children are seeking mental health services. But with wait lists, help is delayed at a crucial moment.
It's really challenging because we know that the sooner that we can get help, the better, right? And so any time that's spent waiting is, I think, wasted time, unfortunately.
Finding help was a problem even before COVID hit. In 2018, a federal agency said that 1 in 10 children in America has a serious mental illness, and only half of them will get treatment. And COVID has put even more stress on children, like dealing with virtual school, mask mandates, and the fear of losing loved ones. Now, families facing both acute and long-standing problems struggle to find treatment. And why is it so hard to find mental health providers? Let's consider psychiatrists, who often treat more serious cases because they can prescribe medication.
So the number of residents 5 years ago was 6 for the state, and now are at 24. Certainly some positive growth in that regard.
This is Dr. Michael DeMott. He runs IU Health's psychiatry residency program. He's describing a 4-fold increase, but it won't have a big impact anytime soon. It takes years to train doctors, and adolescent and child psychiatrists require 2 extra years of school. Psychiatrists also tend to be older than other types of doctors, and they're leaving the field at a faster rate than we can train them. One study projects that in 2024, 2,600 psychiatrists will retire, and there will only be 1,800 new ones to replace them. DeMott says young doctors can be quickly overwhelmed by the demand.
For a resident, doing inpatient work, depending on where they're at in training, they may be limited to 8 or 10 patients. Whereas upon graduation, there's, folks practicing caring for twice that many on a daily basis.
The American Academy for Adolescent and Child Psychiatry says there should be 47 child psychiatrists for every 100,000 children. Indiana has just 6 for every 100,000 children. There's another factor that can put mental health care out of reach for some families: psychiatrists foregoing insurance. That forces patients to pay out of pocket, which can be really expensive. And the reasons for going this route are complicated, but it's often a doctor's response to low reimbursement rates from insurers.
Which then puts pressure on practices to see more patients more quickly. And in psychiatry, that's really challenging because so much of our work is built around relationships.
That's IU Health psychiatrist Diane Rice. By not taking insurance, providers can charge more and avoid squeezing patients into 15-minute appointments. Other mental health providers are also feeling the pandemic strain. Therapist Rebecca Peters runs a child and adolescent practice in Lafayette, Indiana. She's seen more problems because of the pandemic.
I would say acute stress, even PTSD kind of symptomology.
And her wait list is long too.
Well, I will tell you, I hate returning phone calls because I start with, I do not have any new client appointments until August.
Some hope innovations like telemedicine will make it easier for people to get treated. Meanwhile, the federal government is giving more money to mental health groups across the country as part of the latest COVID relief bill. But some experts warn that stressors of the pandemic will be felt for years, and the full impact is unknown. For SideFX Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.
This series was produced by Bridge Michigan and SideFX Public Media in collaboration with the Institute for Nonprofit News. The project was made possible by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, with additional support from INN's Amplify News Project and the Solutions Journalism Network. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly sunny skies today with a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Farah Anderson, and Carter Barrett. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.